With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Another Republican votes against a key procedural vote to advance President Trump's agenda. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky voted no, with the vote still underway. Remains open as Speaker Mike Johnson's voted to keep it open as long as it takes, and GOP leaders work to flip holdouts. Currently, five no votes on the board, eight GOP lawmakers yet to vote. They can only afford to lose three votes. Speaker Johnson said he's trying to address issues some Republicans have with the package.
We can't make everyone 100% happy. It's impossible. This is a deliberative body. It's a legislative process. By definition, all of us have to give up on our personal preferences. I never got to ask anybody to compromise core principles, but preferences must be yielded for the greater good. And that's what I think people are recognizing and coming to grips with.
Several former top aides to former President Biden agreed to interview with the House Oversight Committee as part of its probe into Biden's mental acuity while in office. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The committee scheduled former Chief of Staff Ron Klain to interview on July 24th, former counselor to the President Steve Ricchetti for July 30th, former senior advisor to the President Mike Donilon for July 31st, former Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed for August 5th, and former senior advisor to the President Anita Dunn on August 7th, according to an oversight aide. Chair James Comer, who's mulling a bid for Kentucky governor, has issued subpoenas to Biden physician Kevin O'Connor and former assistant to the President Anthony Bernal for their depositions. Bernie Bennett, The Capitol.
At least two people are injured, seven unaccounted for, after a warehouse full of fireworks exploded in Northern California. It happened early Tuesday evening, about 40 miles north of Sacramento, sending plumes of smoke some 15,000 feet into the air. CAL FIRE says seven people remain unaccounted for, and they're working with the property owner to help find them. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism comes to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man suspected of gathering information on Jewish locations and individuals in Berlin for Iranian intelligence, possibly with a view to carry out attacks, has been arrested in Denmark. Prosecutors say the man is a Danish national. He was tasked by an Iranian intelligence service with gathering information on Jewish localities and specific Jewish individuals in Berlin. German security authorities stepped up protection for Jews and Israeli facilities. This is SRN News. Del Monte Foods files for bankruptcy protection.
The 139-year-old California company is best known for its canned fruits and vegetables, which have seen sales slide as U.S. consumers seek out healthier and cheaper options. The bankruptcy filing is part of a planned sale of the company's assets. It has secured $912.5 million in debtor-in-possession financing that will allow it to operate normally during the sales process. Del Monte is owned by Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft is laying off thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months and its largest in more than 2 years. The tech giant began sending out layoff notices Wednesday that hit the company's Xbox video game business and other divisions. The FAA is investigating after a wing flap broke off a Delta flight on its way to Raleigh, North Carolina. More details at srnnews.com.